I know the Lord's touching people. I know the Lord is touching people again in a new way. The Lord's moving among us, and I want to make sure that we get time to pray for each other, to minister to each other. I'd like us to hear these words first, which is a general words that are general declarations of God's favor to you. So I'd like to hear from Deborah first, and then Rebecca, and then Ursula, if that's okay.
I don't know if it's a coincidence that I was sharing this word with Rebecca while Bob was singing. I've always been very fond of the book of Ruth, and I had a sense this morning from Ruth chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. And this is after Ruth laid down to sleep at Boaz's feet, and Boaz woke up and found her there in the night. And Boaz said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. This last instance of your loyalty is better than the first. You have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not be afraid. I will do for you all that you ask, for all the assembly of my people know that you are a worthy woman." I'm not saying that I'm a worthy woman, but Ruth made a promise, and if you will pardon the language, shit happened. But she was faithful to her promise, and she was seen.
I had this word for us in June, and I think it's similar to what Neil's been saying to us about the Sabbath and creation, and that it was for us, you know, for us, out of love for us. And it's Deuteronomy 7, 6-8, and it said, "It is you that the Lord our God has chosen to be his very own people, out of all the peoples on the earth, his very own Antioch. If the Lord set his heart on you, Antioch, it was not because you outnumbered other peoples. You were the least of all people. It was for love of you and to keep his oath." So it's for love of us that we've been chosen to be his very own people. And Jesus says somewhere, "Do not fear, little flock, for it's pleased the Father to give you the kingdom."
We were singing this amazing song that proclaims who Jesus is, and it finishes, "Behold him." And as I was thinking about that, I felt the Lord say, "Behold me." And then as Hugh was talking about, was telling us that the Lord was seeing us, and Danielle confirmed that, I felt the Lord saying, "Behold me, I am the answer to whatever is troubling you. I'm the beginning and the end, and the bits in between too. I am the answer to your sense of betrayal, your hurts, your bewilderment, your grief. I am the answer. I have known you from the beginning, and I know you to the end. I can see all things. Behold me. I see you. Look to me. Behold me."